Oh, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. As I say often, and I want to continue to say, He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Listen, saints. The Lord is blessing even right now. Regardless of where life has landed us, the Lord is blessing even right now. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who love Him. If you love the Lord, you have to trust the Lord. Can I say that to you again this morning at the top of the hour? If you love the Lord, you have to trust the Lord. You have to trust that He is too kind to be cruel to you. He's too wise to make any mistakes in your life. And wherever you are, you have to say, I trust you. Last week, we shared with you so many times that I wanted you to trust the Lord. Let that day be the first day of the rest of your life, trusting God. All of your life, He's been good to you. All of your life, He's been faithful. All of your life, He's done what He needed to do in order to keep you moving forward in the right direction. Even when you did not want to be in the right direction, the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has been kind. The Lord has been merciful. And the Lord has been just. And because of that, that should give you enough tangible proof that He is faithful, that He is kind, that He is wonderful and marvelous in your life. This morning, I woke up excited about what the Lord is going to do. Now, it's not often that it is often I wake up excited about how God is going to do something special and something great. This morning, I'm sensing God moving in a very, very mighty way in many different areas of all of our lives. And I want you all to be keen and pay close attention to what the Lord is going to do on this day, while sitting in worship, while driving in your car, while getting prepared for church this morning. I want you to hone in on what the Lord is doing and saying in this moment, because He wants to bless our lives. He wants us collectively to be a group of people who He has called out to show His favor upon their lives. I'm not saying this to you so that you can go away and say, well, that was just for somebody else. No, you are included in what God is doing. You are included in what God is doing. Do not discount the power, the might, the authority of God. God is saying, you are included in the miracles that I'm about to perform. As a matter of fact, that He's already performed, but it has not been brought to your reality yet. God is saying, you are part of the blessings that I have rendered from heaven to bless not just you, but everybody who's connected to you. Today is going to be a good day. Listen to me. All things work together for the good of them who love God. Today is going to be a good day. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Sometimes the darkest part of the day comes right before the breaking of dawn. I don't want you to ever think of something that is against your flesh as if God is not blessing you, healing you, restoring you, and giving you what you need. The flesh is the flesh, and it's temporary. But for those of us who are true believers, we have to trust the mind and the actions of God. That's what I want to say to you this morning. God has everything we need. We don't have to go anywhere and get someone to give us a counterfeit for who God is and what God is able to do. God will do what He wants to do, when He wants to do it, how He wants to do it, and where He wants to do it. Let us not be wearied in our well-doing, but let us lift our heads and say to Him, to you be the glory, to you be the honor, and you be the praise. This morning, the Lord is saying to all of us, I'm sending out my blessings. Now, will you receive them? It's one thing for someone to put something in the mail and have it as a certified item, and you have to sign for it. Now, once it gets to the person that's supposed to receive it, they get to choose whether or not they want to sign for it or let it go back. Your praise, your trust, your adoration is where you sign, Lord, I'm available for your miracle. Lord, I'm available for your healing. Lord, I'm available for whatever you desire in my life. I beg you today, praise your way through whatever is happening in your life. Pray, if you're tired this morning, maybe because you were up late yesterday, I want you to wake up and recognize God is passing out the miracles and the blessings and the healings. You have to tap into it and say, God, I'm available. It is through your praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. This morning, I'm excited about the Lord. I can't wait to preach this morning. This morning when I got up, I was in that zone. Is it time for me to bring the word of God to the people of God? Because I feel and I sense God doing something, God moving in a way he has not done in a while. So those of you who are true sensitive people to God, sensitive to his moves, sensitive to his ways, you can understand where I am in this moment. I'm in a moment of, Lord, I am anticipating a miracle. I am anticipating a healing. I am anticipating deliverance of somebody. I am anticipating salvation to be given to somebody, because the Lord loves those who can expect something from him, and while they are expecting, they're waiting until it happens. There is no doubt in my mind that God is going to bless. And for those pastors that are on the call today, God is giving you the word for this morning. Use it and give it with power. Give it with strength. For those who know me or who have been around me know that I've been having problems with my neck. And I don't know, it's a nerve in my neck and it's been hurting really bad. And I've gone to the therapist and they're trying to work some things, and I'm never complaining, because I keep that scripture in my head. All things work together for the good. Maybe the Lord is trying to say something to me and slow me down. I don't know. But I sense that the preaching moment won't be affected by anything in my physical body, because God wants his word to be extended to the people of God. So for those of you who are pastors on this call, lift your head and be encouraged. God's word for this people is going to come forward with strength, with power, and with might. For those of you who are just members of a congregation, you have to anticipate God doing some stuff, not just in your family, but in other people's families. This week, God has blessed us. This week, God has taken care of us. But it does not mean that the enemy was not busy. He was busy. He was busy doing crazy stuff. He was busy trying to make stuff happen that just didn't happen. Can I tell you why it didn't happen? Because the Lord blocked it. The Lord blocked all that negativity. The Lord blocked all that other stuff, because that wasn't for this season in our lives. We ought to thank God in this season that he has given us the peace. He's given us the wisdom, the understanding to be able to move forward. But listen, if tomorrow brings confusion, all things work together for the good of them who love God. If tomorrow brings sickness, all things work together for the good of them who love God. You leave this time of prayer and meditation with that scripture in your spirit. All things, not some things, but all things, not possible, but all things work together for the good of them who love God. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so fixed on that, because the Lord gave me a text for you all this morning that I want to give it to you so that you can understand all and how all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus is talking to his disciples. That's the book of Matthew chapter 28 and the 18th verse. He's commissioning them. He's telling them some things, but he makes this statement, and I want to give it to you this morning. It says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says, then Jesus came to them and said, watch this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. All authority in heaven and on earth, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. What's the word for today? All means all. That's all I want to give you this morning. All means all. Stop it. Stop partializing God. Stop saying, well, the Lord this, and the Lord might be able to do that. The Lord can do anything but fail. That may have been a cliche that some of the saints of old used to say, but they believed that with all their hearts. That's why we saw so many miracles and signs and wonders. All means all. You have to put in your spirit, correlate Romans 8:28, which is all things work together for the good of them who love God, with this text, Jesus' own words, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. I believe all things is all things. All power has been given to the Lord. And since he has all power, I have no need to worry. Since he has all power, I have no need to be afraid. Since he has all power, I have no need to wonder what's going wrong in my life. He has all power, which means every power is subject to his power. And if I believe that he is too kind to be cruel to me, if I truly believe that he is too wise to make any mistakes, then whatever hits my life, it is done by providential, is done in providential care, and God is aware of it, and God permitted it so that he can get glory out of it. My brothers and sisters, it may seem harsh. Some of the things that we go through, it may look harsh. It may feel harsh. But listen, you under a providential assignment. You have to trust God in every season of your life. You have to trust God when trusting him doesn't even make any sense. Because this is our problem. We try to be natural when living a spiritual life. This life we live is not natural. It is spiritual. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. Did you catch what I just said this morning? We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. And since we are having a natural experience, don't put all of your trust in the natural experience, because this experience will pass away. This experience will not stay with us. For those of you who can't catch it, where you are, how you're housed, is temporary. You may want to put all that investment in this temporary space that we occupy, but this space will pass away. This season will be over. But this is what you have to put in your spirit. The Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Forevermore part is what I want you to catch. Forevermore, the Lord God will be reigning over this world. You get to choose while you in this season who you will serve. Will you serve your flesh, or will you serve the Spirit of the living God? Jesus goes to his disciples as he's commissioning them to go out into the world, to preach the gospel to them, and not be afraid, because all things will be working for their good. And he says to them, as a reassurance, if you trust me, he says to them, all authority in heaven and in earth, which means if it's in heaven, it's under my authority. If it's on earth, it's under my authority. All you got to do is pray. Talk to me and watch me fix it. Watch me turn it. Watch me make a way out of no way. Man, I get so excited over what God is doing, has done, and will do. To all of you listening to me today, I want you to lift your head, and I want you to trust God. I want you to stop whining. I want you to stop having your pity parties. I want you to stop calling people saying, woe is me. Those days are over. You are up. You're no longer a toddler. You look funny sitting in the toddler chairs. You are at the university level. The anointing that is on your life is a university anointing. As a matter of fact, that anointing is so strong that people on the toddler level can't understand it. God is saying the enemy is going to attack in a different way with you. But all power, all authority is in the Lord's hand. That's what you need to keep in your spirit. When I tell you to trust him, you got to trust that whatever is happening, it's happening for a reason and only in a season. It's happening for a reason and only in a season. The season will come and the season will go. But you're going to have to trust that God knows everything and that God has all power and that God is going to bring you out, and he's going to bring you out stronger than how you came in. The term all is an inclusive term without exception. I remember trying to use this while I was in at Eastern during my time of getting my master's degree, and I was talking to Dr. Akbar. He was one of the professors who challenged me very strongly and caused me to start looking at God more globally than just my local congregation. And this is one of the texts that I tried to challenge him on. And I said to him, Dr. Akbar, could you help me to understand? When Jesus says all authority, where is that limited to? And he looked at me and said, Chris, listen to me. All is inclusive. It does not have an exception. Because if it was not all inclusive, then what would have been said was, power is given unto me. Some power is given unto me. Most power is given unto me. But when the Lord said all power, he included all power. Even the power of demons is under and subject to God's power. I know you may not have heard that before, but I want to make sure you get it. I have pastors on the call, and I'm always cognizant of the fact that some people have to grow to understand the power and the might of God. But all power is in his hand, is under his control. And even the demonic forces that try to come in and take you out, it cannot take you out because it is subject to God's power. Now, here's a good example. Here's a good example. When the devil wanted to tempt Job, he could not do it unless he received permission, because God Almighty had all power. Now, if the devil had all power, the devil would have just run roughshod into Job's life, would have destroyed Job, would have killed Job. But God gave him parameters. He said, go ahead, you can test him. You just better not touch his soul. That belongs to me. He is my child. That's the conversation the Lord has with the enemy regarding you every day. You can test her. You can test him. He will not flinch. She will not flinch. They will stick with me. But when times get heavy, you have to know that all power, whether it's sickness, all power, whether it's disease, all power, whether it's hurt, all power, whether it's emotions, all power, whether it's hatred, is subject to our God. When Jesus told his disciples that all power on earth and heaven was given unto him, it was not a metaphor. I heard some crazy young preacher say that once. That was not a metaphor. That was a reality. He was telling them, go on. Trust me in every place you land your feet. Trust that I got all power. Trust that they can't kill you. Trust that they can't do you wrong. And that's what God is saying to us today. He has all power. Trust his power. Trust his authority. Trust his wisdom. The power of Satan is under the Lord's control. Jesus Christ has all power, which means in the book Proverbs it says the power of life and death is in your tongue. You are Christos, which means Christ-like beings. You have accepted Christ, the anointed one. And what that simply is saying is that you can speak a thing that is not so until it becomes so. Did you catch what I just said? The power of life and death is in your tongue. It's time for you to start exerting the power that God has bestowed upon you. In your weakest, and somebody better catch this, in your weakest moment, you're still the greatest threat to the darkness of this world, to the enemies of this world, to the sicknesses of this world, in your weakest point, if you just speak the word, if you just say the word, God can hear and God can respond. God wants you to use his power today in whatever circumstance you find yourself in. I want you to trust that God can heal you through it and bring you from it. I want you to understand and I want you to experience the true power of God. And it will not come by just hearing me preach to you. It will not come by just hearing me minister to you. Understanding and experiencing the power of God comes through your personal experiences with God. Today has to be that day when you understand all means all. Whatever you do, whether you get in your car won't start. I want you to speak to that car. In the name of Jesus, start. In the name of Jesus, give me peace. In the name of Jesus, give me joy. In the name of Jesus, bring salvation to my family. And but you got to speak it, because the Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. You cannot go around with your mouth closed wishing upon the stars. You have to trust that God knows what he's doing. Upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God bestowed Jesus with all power. All power. All power over sicknesses, over diseases, over mental distortation, over influences, over emotional habits. God gave him all power. As a matter of fact, he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And that every is not some, that's all. Even Satan has to acknowledge the power, the might, and the strength of our God. This is why I often say Satan has no dominion over your life. Stop being afraid of the enemy. Stop taking the second seat when the enemy is running roughshod in your life. I want you to speak up, and I want you to step up. And I want you to be a warrior who's in the university level of anointing, where you are no longer a crybaby hoping that daddy will come rescue you. He's giving you power. Now go forward, because all means all. All means all. The question this morning is very simple. With Jesus' power, what does all in all mean? Catch it. What does all in all mean? Here's number one. Jesus have authority over everything. That's what it means. Jesus has authority over everything. Name it, and Jesus controls it. What are you suffering with? What is happening in your life? What is going on? Man, I hear so many testimonies of, Pastor, I didn't know how I was going to pay the bills, but God opened up the door. I didn't know how I was going to get over the sickness, but God healed me. What are you saying? You're saying that Jesus has authority over everything. He's not just authority over your soul, but he has authority over your finances. He has authority over your sicknesses. He has authority over everything. So with Jesus' power, what does the all in all mean? Number one, Jesus has authority over everything. But number two, Jesus has authority everywhere. Not only is it over everything, but it's everywhere. It's not just over everything, but it's in everything. Nothing can happen in life unless God permits it. I don't know where you are this morning, but I want you to hear me clearly. I'm wide awake, ready to run on to see what the end's going to bring us. And I need you to hear me this morning. Jesus has authority everywhere. He has authority in the courtroom. He has authority in the hospital. He has authority in the church house. He has authority in the club. If he says it, everything has to cease and yield to his voice. So you don't need to be stressed out when you serve a God who has authority over everything and has authority everywhere. But there's one last thing I want to put in your, I want to land in your lap this morning so that you can go ready for church this morning. With Jesus' power, what does the all in all mean? One, Jesus has authority over everything. Two, Jesus has authority everywhere. And number three, Jesus has authority at every time. At every time. Over and over and over again. The Lord keeps on blessing us over and over again. The Lord keeps making a way over and over again. The Lord keeps bridging the gaps in our lives. There's never a time when his power is lessened. If he heals you of something, he can also deliver you of something. Every time, one songwriter said, every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Because every time it's subject to the Lord God Almighty. Listen, Jesus has authority at every time, in every space, in every time, in everything. Don't you be wearied. Lift your head and be encouraged. Speak to yourself. Tell yourself who you serve, who you belong to, and watch God arise. And watch God heal, deliver, and set free. My brother, my sister, trust God today. Let God arise. Let God be your strength. Let God be your peace. Let God be your wisdom. Let God be your knowledge. Let God be your healer. Let God be your everything, because he's all. He's all encompassed of everything. He's everywhere. He's everything. He has his power of every time over our lives. I trust him today. Will you stand with me and trust the Lord today? Will you stand with me and trust the Lord today? I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I'm not concerned about tomorrow. I'm concerned about this moment. Because if you can trust God in this moment, tomorrow will be easy. If you can trust God in this season, the next season will be easy. This is the day, as I say so often, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor, why will you rejoice? Because Jesus has authority over everything. Jesus has authority everywhere. Jesus has authority at every time. That's why I will rejoice. I cannot be angry. I cannot be frustrated. I cannot be mad, because Jesus has all power. And if he permitted it to happen, he's doing something in my life. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be good. It's going to be phenomenal. Get ready, my brother. Get ready, my sister, for God to do something great in your life. Anticipation is needed. And then once you are anticipating what God is going to do, receive, receive, and receive. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercy. God, we thank you for grace and we thank you for peace. You are a gracious, a kind, and an everlasting God. You have all power in your hand. We trust it, we believe it, we stand on it, and by that truth, we move. We go into our being believing that all things are going to work together for our good. We may not like it. We may not be feeling it. But God is working for our good. And we're going to speak the word over our lives, over our families, over our health, over our wealth, over all that we have. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This morning we lift up Brother Kenan Hunt, God. I pray your miracle power over his life. We submit our will to your will. God, we pray for him. Let him be no hurt, God, in the name of Jesus. Let him have peace. Let him have calmness in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Hunt today, Pete Hunt. I pray, God, that you will strengthen him while he's going through this season of his life. Father, continue to grow him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to lift him, God. Let him know that this too will pass. He will see a laughter again. He will see joy again. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless him and strengthen him. We lift this morning Sister Karen Samuels. I pray, God, for her. I pray, God, you will continue to heal her. I pray, God, that you continue to turn her in your favor. And we give you glory and we give give you honor. Continue to bless Brother Robert Coleman today. Continue to lift him up, God. And we pray, God, that you would have, that he won't have any hurt, harm, or any danger in his life. Keep him strong and keep him sturdy in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Wanda Jones today. Thank you for the miracles that you have performed. You have proven yourself to us, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And God, we give you praise. Continue to bless Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Continue to lift them up, God. We lift them today, asking that you will keep them in your favor. Keep them moving forward in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Brother Ben Mobley today, that you will continue to bless him and those who take care of him. This morning, God, we pray for all caretakers. This morning, God, we pray for all caretakers. Father, the load is heavy sometimes. Father, the ones they're caring for, the ones they love, have become frail. And God, they are having to take care of them. I lift them this morning, and I pray for every caretaker who's caring for somebody, who's trying to give their life so somebody else's life will be made augmented. We pray, God, your blessings. We pray your blood over them, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, now for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, I pray, God, while I don't know their names, I know you, and I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So this morning, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them, that you will give them what they need. Bring salvation, bring deliverance, bring healing in the name of Jesus. And God, for those who are listening to me, who've gotten on the call this morning, and Father, they needed to hear a word from you, we first say thank you for the word, because all means all. You got all power in your hand. So God, I pray for each person who can hear my voice today. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen them as they prepare themselves for the next step. Strengthen them as they prepare themselves for the next in you. Strengthen them, God, that they may be able to go out and strengthen somebody else. To you, God, be the glory. To you be the honor. And to you be the praise. And now, God, I release the people into your hands. Have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Every pastor that's on the call, give them the word, that the word will be sharper than any two-edged sword, that somebody will cry, what must I do to be saved? Strengthen them, God. Strengthen their congregations. And God, at the end of the day, your will be done. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. And we magnify you. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Have a great day, everyone. Have a wonderful, 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 wonderful,